Hi, everybody. This is Vicki Woodyard. I call this podcast No Life of My Own. I woke up this morning and I had had a terrible nightmare. In it, I was my younger self living at home, and my mother cast me out. I was devastated. I didn't know what to do. I was flooded with terrible emotional suffering. My father was empathetic but sided with her, my younger sister the same, and the dream seemed to go on forever. Strangely enough, when I woke up, a thought had come into my consciousness very strongly, and it was this: I have no life apart from God. I saw that the mind is not separate from God. Therefore, I have no life apart from God. I was reminded of this book, The Book of Murdad, by Mikhail Naimi. He was a contemporary of Gibran, who wrote The Prophet. And The Book of Murdad is about realizing just that we come into this world, as Naimi says, naked, staffless, and provisionless. It's a very poetic book, and he says the way that does not provide for the wayfarer is not the true way, in so many words. I've spoken recently about a summer spent weeping. The only bright spot in this summer has been this new microphone calling to me, use me. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm using this medium. Instead of writing, I'm speaking my truth without notes. I'm just letting the Spirit move me. And it was so funny, when I got up and went in the bathroom to weigh, it said I weighed 589 pounds. And I thought, well, I don't want to change that much. And then it occurred to me to turn the scale over and flick it from, I think, some kind of kilograms or something to pounds. And so I clicked it over to pounds, and once again I weighed my normal weight. So anyway, I guess if our lives are planned down to the last detail, I was meant to have that little shock of momentarily thinking I weighed 589 pounds. It would be nice if we could correct our failings just as easily by flicking a button to no failings. And I could say, well, my ego's gone, and that's that. But the fact is, the ego is not something that we can get rid of. It's just something we can see through. I was listening to Leonard Cohen's rendition of Save the Last Dance for Me from his performance in Berlin, and it's very easy to change the words of that song, and instead of Save the Last Dance for Me, well, you can have me, meaning God, that don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're going to be. You know, you're going to be in the arms of God because you've never left the arms of God. And for some reason, I've said this before, as introverted as I am, when I write, I just spill my guts out on the IMAX screen, and I'm never embarrassed. Now, in real life, I come across as this rather prim and proper little Southern lady who keeps her mouth shut for the most part. I think that's so funny. And of course, I continue to write one-liners because they just pop into my head. But Leonard Cohen is a beautiful example of someone who has realized that he has no will of his own. He can only bow his head and say, in that song he has written beautifully, show me the place that you want your slave to go. Show me the place I've forgotten. I don't know. Well, that's the life I'm living. As I cried my way through day after day of June, July, August, crying for Bob, crying for the solitude that I have chosen this lifetime. And I also love what Leonard says as he closes his shows. He says, may you be surrounded by friends and family, but if it's not your lot, may the blessings find you in your solitude. Well, this has been a life of solitude for me. My mind would have it otherwise. My spirit says, no, Vicki, I can use you in your solitude. I can use your fingers at the keyboard. I can use your voice talking to people. Maybe they can relate. Maybe they're suffering in their solitude. Maybe they still think that their mind has a power and that it's separate from God. Well, I'm going to go on record this morning, I think it's September the 8th, 2012, and say, I have no life apart from God. You would think that would unlock the cage and set this little bird called Vicki free. I doubt it. She'll probably still prefer to stay in her cage and sing from within that, you know, like a little canary. Other birds want to be like a condor and soar over the Andes. In either case, no one has a life apart from God. And the mind is indeed an instrument, but it's not an instrument that has much power, maybe a little bit. So them's my thoughts this morning. Come back and listen again.